Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, it's amazing what happens when you're in a time of concentrated prayer.
Yes.
Like we were yesterday on Labor Day. I mean, literally, I began Sunday night, well, Monday morning, at 3 minutes after 12, praying for people, prayed for them all throughout the day, and it was just glorious.
Yeah.
I could feel the presence of the Lord as we prayed for people, not only in America, but we got emails from, you know, 12 or 13 countries.
That is.
And wanting to be included.
Such a blessing.
And it is a huge blessing. We've done it for 23 years, and every year it seems to me it's a little sweeter.
Yes, it
and
is.
And yesterday was really sweet.
And it's a blessing. And we are expecting. We want you to be expecting with us. If it's not for you, then for everybody that we've been praying for, expect great things from God.
And when you get that testimony, please share it with us.
Oh, yes.
Please do.
Please.
All right.
Today.
The teaching is, are you a conspicuous consumer or a conspicuous Christian?
There you go. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5, it says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thy might."
When you hear that scripture, your first thought is probably, that's easy. Who shouldn't and couldn't love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, and might? Now, all is an interesting word.
Yes, it is.
It's defined in dictionary.com as the whole of, or dominated by, or as if by the conspicuous possession or use of a particular feature. Amazing, you know, definition.
Amen.
Now, we're to love God in such a manner that it's conspicuous, which according to the dictionary.com means it's easily seen or noticed, readily visible or observable.
And that's how we are witnessed most of the time.
That's exactly right. So what's the most easily seen and noticeable way to love God with all your heart? Is it attending church every Sunday morning and Wednesday night? Could be. But going to church alone doesn't make you a conspicuous Christian any more than going into McDonald's makes you a Big Mac.
You love that analogy.
I do. Is handing out gospel tracts at work, is that being conspicuous? It could be, but I'm pretty certain that you weren't employed to hand out tracts. So the desired witness could be misinterpreted as a lack of integrity. And by the way, the best witness you can be at work is not a tract, but the kind of life you lead.
That is true.
So that when people hit trouble, they're coming to you.
Amen.
Because of the Holy Spirit, the fruit that they've seen manifesting in your life.
Amen.
Being a conspicuous Christian means living your life in such a way, I just said this, saying it again, such a way that it's self-evident that your life is ruled by peace, and so much so that it's desired by others who observe you. Do you live your life? Well, do we live our lives in such a way that the apparent manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit is a beacon of light to fellow employees who are dealing with the complexities, issues of life? Walking the walk is more important than talking the talk.
And that'll preach. You know, when we love God with all our hearts, it's evident wherever we are and with whatever we're doing. We can't really live like the devil all week and then turn around and sing and dance and shout and run around the sanctuary on Sunday and think that God thinks that everything's all right. Loving the Lord with all our hearts is not boot scooting at the honky tonk on Saturday night. I don't know anybody who does that. And then dancing in the Spirit on Sunday morning. But coming from Texas, that's a very familiar, you know, little line. But all means all, and it means our love is conspicuous. Do we love God? As a conspicuous Christian with all our soul, which is our mind and will and emotions, it really has a lot to do with, are we feeding that soul? We've been on that a lot lately. With the Word of God, so that what comes out of our mouths and out of our lives is the fruit of what we've read. You know, if you're married or have ever been married, when you were dating, you want to spend as much time with that person who is the object of your affection. The trouble in many marriages is the man who hung on every word spoken by that woman before the marriage hangs on every word being spoken by somebody else after the I do. The somebody else can be somebody like a coworker, a boss, or a sports announcer, or a number of other voices that demand an ear.
You know, honey, as we shared in the past, there was a time early in our marriage, yeah, I know you remember it well, when I gave you a microwave oven for Christmas.
Oh, they were all brand new.
Brand new, big, huge. You know, I said, how do you like it? And you said to me, take it back. I said, why? And you said,
we can't afford it.
We can't
and
afford
it. We couldn't. They were all just brand new on the market.
And you remember I told you that I wanted to give you something for Christmas that you really wanted? Your answer was simple, direct, and it stayed with me this day.
All I said was, do you really want to do something special for me for Christmas? And you said,
yes.
That's what you said.
And then you smiled and said,
give me more of your time.
When you love somebody with all your soul, it is a conspicuous decision to listen for and focus on the one that you love with all your heart. I have to be careful here lest I stray into a broader text or subject, if you will. But here's the point. If you really love someone with all your mind, will, intellect, heart, strength, you want to spend time with them, talk with them, find out what's important to them. The focus is on them. The focus on them is what will give you pleasure. So here's a question that bears repeating.
Do we love God with all our heart, soul, and strength?
We can say one other thing, and this is very important. If you aren't tithing, then you're most certainly not loving God with all that's within you. Tithing is not conditional or based on your circumstances or needs in any given time.
You know, when you say you love somebody, that's a pretty easy thing to say. But when you open up your pocketbook, that proves whether they're meaningful to you or not.
Exactly right. You know, the scriptures in Malachi 3 are very clear. If you're not tithing, then you're robbing God. If you love God with all your heart and all that's within you, then you most certainly wouldn't be stealing from it.
That's right.
Do you think the store clerk who is robbed feels love from the robber? Of course not. If you've listened to us teach, then you know we continually point out that as stewards of a loving Heavenly Father, we own nothing, but we get to manage everything. So the question is, how effective are we as stewards of His money? Are you a conspicuous Christian, or are you a conspicuous consumer? Are we known by the things we buy or the seeds we sow?
That's a very good question. Let's ask it one more time.
Are we known by the things we buy or the seeds we sow? Are we more concerned with the acquisition of toys, adult toys, by the way, and by that I mean car, TVs,
boats,
you all know, that.
Pool table.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pool table.
Are we more concerned about the acquisition of things?
Yeah.
Than we are the acquisition of souls.
Yeah.
And the preaching of the good news.
Hallelujah.
The best way to tell whether we're conspicuous Christians or consumers is a close examination of our checkbook.
That's right.
The numbers don't lie, but rather they are a testimony of what and whom we love with all our hearts.
Amen. You know, our mentor, Brother John Avanzini, used to say, give me somebody's checkbook and I can look through it and tell you where their heart is, because that's where their money is. So why do I tie our loving Heavenly Father with all our heart back to tithing and giving? It's simply because our nature should be like God's nature. God is the biggest giver of all. He gave us the greatest gift of all, the birth, the painful death, and the resurrection of His Son, our Savior, as a gift for our eternal souls when we didn't even appreciate Him. Because God so loved this world that He gave, and yes, He loved us so much, He gave what He gave and was given at a very real cost to Him. And he did it as a conspicuous gesture to people who weren't even worthy of such a treasure. But He loved us enough that he still gave us this remarkable gift, and we should be overwhelmed by it.
Yes, we should. We should. One last thing. Loving God with all your heart means obeying His word, being a conspicuous Christian, one whose witness is clearly evident by any and everyone who knows or even sees Him. We never know when someone is watching us, even a stranger. We're impressed and blessed by readily apparent character qualities such as kindness, gentleness, friendliness, and the attitude of love for others. When we love the Lord our God with all our heart, our lifestyle is a conspicuous testimony of His caring and love manifested by a willingness to give all we have for Him. So here's the question. If you were on trial for loving God with all your heart, of being a conspicuous Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Why don't we ask that question? Because there's a day coming when you'll be called before a righteous judge to give an account of your life. And whether or not you loved Him with all your heart will become clearly evident in your book of life. Believe me, there won't be a hung jury or a new trial. The evidence of your life will demand a verdict. So the question before us is whether or not we love God with all our heart, soul, and might. Are we a conspicuous Christian? Well, the answer must be yes, I am, and always will be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask the Lord what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.